almost 28 minutes past the hour. It is a Tuesday morning, October 14th. And if it's Tuesday, that means it's the Newman News, our segment from the Cardinal Newman Society's Kelly Solomon, where we keep up with all things happening in Catholic education. And they do such a great job, and Kelly leads our discussion every week of keeping us up to date about, I would say, Kelly, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And in this case, there are some stories that are like, are you kidding me? So let's start with this one on the that you found on the student womb service. What's this all about? Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Teresa. Great to be back on with you. This is a student womb service covertly delivers contraception at a Catholic college. This was published by AP News. And again, Teresa, I think this is a story showing the state of, unfortunately, many of our Catholic colleges today. The story features a couple different Catholic colleges. It starts out with DePaul University, which is one of the nation's biggest Catholic colleges. And a student group that's unofficial runs a covert contraceptive delivery network called the Womb Service. The group once was the university's chapter of Planned Parenthood Generation Action, but it's been operating off campus since DePaul in June finally revoked the student group status. And so what they do is students can text them for free contraceptives. This group meets them at a designated site and drops off a paper-to-bag delivery with condoms and Plan B emergency contraception.
Okay, this is just, I don't even know what to say to this. I mean, how do you respond to something like this? I mean, what should we be doing? It's a big story, but it's a horrible story.
It is. And, you know, these are the kind of stories I talk about with Catholic parents of saying, do you realize the sexual culture that's happening on most of our campuses, on every campus today, right? And that is running rampant on many campuses, that these are the environments that you are going to be sending your child into if you choose a place like this. And what is the university doing about this? You know, where mm-hmm. is the response of saying, we want the very best for our students. Here's how we teach them the truth about human sexuality in our courses. Here's the speakers we're bringing in to address this problem. Here's the conferences we're going to host on the nature of man and woman and why sexual relations should be in a loving marriage reserved between a man and a woman, right? Where is the response to really educate students about how God wants this great, fulfilling life for us? And this, you know, this is not it. This is not it. And these students are, the one student in the story says when their group was forced to disband, when the university shut it down in June because of the chapter's relation with Planned Parenthood, the student said, I was in disbelief. It was a flood of disappointment, right? This should not be shocking that you're running a group in affiliation with Planned Parenthood at a Catholic college, and you should not mm-hmm. be shocked that this is not something that should be allowed at a Catholic campus. And if the Catholic faith was very vibrant, if there was a strong pro-life culture, if there was a strong presence of, from the second you visited the campus to looking at its website to visiting to being a student on campus, if that culture, Catholic culture, was so prevalent, you would think it would not be a shock that Planned Parenthood has no place on the campus.
Yeah, and I just want to read some of this from the AP story, by the way. Catholic universities would generally do not offer contraceptives on their campuses or at school-run health centers. Student groups have stepped in to fill what they see as gaps in reproductive health care. It often means navigating pushback from college administrators. The way the story is written, not that I'm surprised, makes it seem like it's the college or the university that's a problem and not the students not understanding the core teachings of the church.
Right, exactly. And praising them for this covert service, it seems like to me that this article is doing, right? Praising them of, wow, you've really navigated around the ropes and you've figured out how to hand out free Condom Friday just off campus, just across the road, so that you can navigate this, rather than students, you're missing out on so much of learning what a Catholic education should be providing you with and the fullness and the truth of human sexuality.
We're talking with Kelly Solomon from the Cardinal Newman Society on a Tuesday with our Newman Guide News. When you share some of these horror stories with parents that are looking at colleges for their kids, what's the reaction? Are they shocked, or are they starting to realize the atmosphere and the culture out there?
Yes, you know, Teresa, we actually hosted our Newman Guide Virtual College Fair last Thursday on the Feast of Cardinal Newman. And one of our presentations was on the problems in many Catholic and secular colleges today. And it was very eye-opening. And I received tons of feedback and comments from parents of, thank you, this is so important. You know, one of the stories one of our speakers shared was how on another Catholic campus, there's a tree on campus with student shoes hanging over the tree. And this is a part of the tours that many of the students lead on campus is, let's go check out this tree. This is one of the impressive wonders of our campus. And students, after their first sexual experience on campus, tie their shoes together and throw and hang them over this tree as a sort of celebration. And, you know, these stories are shocking, but this is the reality of what is happening on too many campuses and is really being celebrated and is just accepted as, of course, this is the status quo of what you do in your college years, right? Wow. Instead of the great faithful Catholic education you could be receiving that's really going to lead you to a fulfilling life.
So in terms of your event that you had last week, how many people, what's the outreach and then the response? I mean, I'm sure there must be even more interest after they attend a seminar like that.
Yes, we reached thousands of high school students and their parents. We connected with many Newman Guide school principals who turned it on for their entire class to tune in to the Newman Guide Virtual College Fair. There were live webinar presentations we did throughout the day. And then students and parents could also go into the individual booths of the Newman Guide colleges and chat with those admissions representatives. And students, if you missed out on it, you can still register for the fair. The representatives aren't live in the booth anymore, but you can still go visit the booth and you can watch the recordings of our Newman Guide Virtual College Fair.
Yeah. And there was another story, maybe we can just talk about it briefly. I have about 2 minutes left. This story is a little bit older, but it still speaks to the problems of what's happening at colleges around the country. A drag show mass. Explain.
Yes. So this was a doctoral student at the University of Nebraska. In this springtime, orchestrated a drag performance appropriating the Catholic Mass for the final recital of his musical degree. And this was really devastating. We are so grateful for Bishop Conley, who spoke out on this, who wrote a letter to the university, who met with the university president, and the university has promised to put together a committee so that events like this don't happen again. Bishop Conley had a beautiful quote about not only do we, you know, we don't hope the university is not also apologetic, not just for the disruption caused by the incident, but also for the substance of the incident itself. I would like to see a more concrete commitment from the university to provide training and education on why this behavior is so offensive to Catholics. Mocking the Eucharist, which is the source and summit of our Catholic faith, should never be an action that is rewarded with a degree, but instead should be condemned for its ignorance and evil.
Well, you need strong bishops in these dioceses where the Catholic schools are located to speak up. And he's a wonderful bishop. He's always speaking to the truth. But it's really, really important that we have bishops that do that. So we're going to talk about another story in terms of a good news story when we come back, because we do this on Tuesdays. We give you the full gamut from the good, the bad, and the ugly, as we mentioned, but also the good news that's happening in our college campuses, more specifically Catholic college campuses. Cardinal Newman Society, our discussion continues after this. Stay tuned. Catholic Connection on a Tuesday. On Tuesdays, we talk with Kelly Solomon from the Cardinal Newman Society with our Newman Guide News. Okay, so we got the bad news out of the way. It was a mixture of bad news and good news, because the good news is that you have great resources for people to counter what's going on at some of these so-called Catholic colleges that are Catholic in name only. But now you have a good news story for us this morning. So do tell, please.
That's right. Teresa, last week on the feast day of Cardinal Newman, we released a press release on how Newman Guide colleges are flourishing in 2025-26. And as you know, there are a lot of challenges in higher education today, right? There's this demographic cliff going on of a fewer number of traditional college-age students in our country right now due to fewer marriages and plummeting birth rates. We also saw a drop in students enrolling in college overall post-pandemic in 2020, saying that, you know, somewhere between 1 and 1.5 million students have opted out of college, and it's unclear whether that number will recover. There's also the challenge of higher tuition prices, rising student debt. So with all of these challenges going on, I think it's really encouraging that the faithful Catholic colleges we recommend in the Newman Guide are flourishing in a variety of ways.
And so in terms of what you can do with this information, you put out the press release, and then who receives that in terms of acting on it? I mean, how does that work for you in terms of getting the good news out there?
Yes, well, we have great great Catholic media like you, Teresa, that's helping us spread the word. We're also sharing it far and wide with the Catholic parents and high school students who are on our email list to tell them about the great news at these colleges and spreading that news far and wide so that they know that Newman Guide colleges are flourishing, that they're great places that not only prepare them for their career, but are also forming them as a person. And I think the divide between what we see in so much of higher education, where it's become solely focused on career preparation, whereas Newman Guide colleges are focused on the formation of the whole person in faith and virtue and wisdom and preparing them for their career and vocation and whatever God mm-hmm. calls them to be, I think that divide is becoming starker between so many colleges and what Newman Guide colleges are offering. And I think that's a big part of the reason why these colleges are flourishing.
Do you think that misunderstanding, because I know that was like that for a while, some people say, well, like if I send my child to this Catholic college, they may come out really well formed, which is obviously the most important, but then maybe they're not getting the best education. Maybe the school doesn't offer this, that, or the other thing that are the bigger schools. But at the end of the day, the most important thing is the fact that they don't lose their faith the first few months in college, right? But these schools are top notch in terms of the programs they offer.
That's right. You know, choose a college where you are going to grow in your faith and not just hopefully survive, but actually thrive in your faith mm-hmm. after 4 years. Mm-hmm. And these colleges are top-notch academics offering a wide variety of majors, of activities, of athletics. That was another one of our presentations, Teresa, at our college fair was actually on popular major sports and activities at Newman Guide Colleges, very well attended by students who want to pursue their talents and interests and see how that can fit at a faithful Catholic college. And I think so many of them were so happy to see there are, you know, a wide variety of Newman Guide colleges that offer engineering, that offer ROTC, that offer accounting, nursing, Division II athletics, et cetera. And so that's, you know, why we have the Newman Guide fully available online, coming back in print soon. And in our press release, Teresa, we highlighted the colleges and their enrollment numbers and how many of them are actually reporting record undergraduate enrollments this year.
Can you give us some examples? Which colleges are sticking out or standing out?
Yes. Yes. So let's see. Ave Maria University in Florida has a record mm-hmm. undergraduate enrollment of 1,342. Another record enrollment of 3,079 is at Franciscan University of Steubenville in Steubenville, Ohio. Two colleges that have reached student body capacity, Christendom College in Front Royal, Virginia, has reached how many students it can fit on campus, as well as Thomas Aquinas College in Santa Paula, California, which is why Thomas Aquinas College opened their second campus in Northfield, Massachusetts. And that campus already has 196 students, and they plan on capping it at 350 over and growing slowly over the next 10 years to reach the same capacity they had on their California campus.
What's nice about this is that the numbers are small, and when you have smaller classrooms, you get more attention from the professors. It's a more intimate setting, I think.
That's right. Many students go off and they're surprised that they're taught by teaching assistants who are in big auditoriums at big colleges, who have no idea if the students are attending classes or not. Many students are just sitting in their dorm rooms, participating in their classes on their laptops. And at Newman Guide colleges, many of them prioritize small classroom sizes where you really get to know your professors, where you can have conversations with your peers and really grow in your knowledge and in your intellectual formation. There is a wide variety of Neumann Guide College sizes if you're looking for something a bit bigger, like the University of Mary in Bismarck and the University of St. Thomas in Houston. They both have record undergraduate enrollments this year, and University of Mary is up to 2,430 students, and the University of St. Thomas in Houston has 3,465 students.
And you still get the campus life as well. You're not missing out on anything. As a matter of fact, I think it's better because you're closer to people because it's such a smaller group.
Yes. You know, when you think of like wholesome, fun weekend activities, you see the campus life at these colleges with vibrant clubs, sports, drama, music, activities. But you can have a lot of fun and grow in your faith and make some really good friends and make those kind of friends that are going to last your whole lifetime because they are rooted in that Christ-centered friendship.
And no shoes on trees and no secret room services either.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Oh my gosh, I can't even. You know, we were talking during the break that some of that with the shoes on the trees could be, you know, just people throwing it up there as they want to be to let people think that they're cool or something, as if that's a way to prove, you know, your coolness or whatever they're trying to do. But just the fact that that is something that they think is worthwhile and they actually show it to the students. Oh, this is so cool. Look what you can be a part of.
Right. Yep. And we're, you know, look at what really is cool is when you see packed daily masses on Catholic campuses, when you see perpetual adoration with students taking those time slots throughout the night to have perpetual adoration on their campuses, when you see the service activities these students are going on and spending their spring breaks and fall breaks going and doing service in the community, many times, you know, just a few hours away from campus serving their local community. That's the kind of thing that gets me excited, right? More than some of these scandals, these covert condom delivery services on other Catholic campuses, or these, you know, just terrible things that we see going on too many places.
And are the Catholic colleges, do you think, in general, Kelly, more affordable than, let's say, a big school like Notre Dame is a Catholic school, I understand that, but when you think of the big schools, you know, whether they be public universities or private, are they affordable, do you think? Are they coming to be more affordable, the smaller schools?
I think they are. And, you know, the Neumann Guide colleges are very attuned that they want to recruit Catholic families who are excited about their mission. They want to make it affordable for families to be able to go there. Many of them cap their student debt limit that students can take on. Many of them offer generous scholarships and financial aid packages. You know, if you're in your junior year right now, there's still an opportunity to visit many of them and have your attend their scholarship weekends for scholarship competitions. There's our Cardinal Newman scholarship contest coming up in December. I also always highlight the St. Robert Bellarmine Fund that opens in November for students that offers scholarships exclusively for students attending Neumann Guide colleges.
That's so great. It's such a positive thing to see it growing so well. We're talking with Kelly Solomon from the Cardinal Newman Society. Okay, so we wanted to wrap up with some good news regarding, of course, the announcement of Cardinal Newman becoming a Doctor of the Church.
That's right. How awesome, Teresa. It's going to be on All Saints Day.
I know. And that's just like right around the corner. That's at the end of the month. Well, you've got October 31st, Halloween, or All Hallows Eve, and you have November 1st. So what's it like for you when you heard the news about him becoming a Doctor of the Church?
You know, I was so excited. And we just wrapped up our 9-day novena through Cardinal Newman's intercession that we prayed from October 1st through ending on his feast day, October 9th. And one of the petitions in our novena that we started doing a couple years ago when we invited Catholics around the country to join us in praying this novena, one of our intentions in one of the days of the novena was for Cardinal Newman to become a Doctor of the Church. And I think it hit all of us on staff as we were looking at the novena this year and we were reading through it before we sent it out to all of our members saying, oh gosh, we need to update this language because this prayer has been answered. He will be named a Doctor of the Church. And so we've turned that intention into a prayer of thanksgiving to God for answering that intention and naming Newman a Doctor of the Church.
So I'm sure you'll be having information on your website all about this, and we can learn more about John Henry Newman. We can learn more about him right through your website.
Absolutely. We have a whole landing page on our website focused on the work of St. John Henry Newman, especially his writings on education, because obviously that's our focus. And, you know, what he wrote in his idea of a university, how he educated as an educator himself, really inspiring and I think really beautiful for Catholic school teachers, Catholic professors, but also Catholic parents who just want to do a better job raising their own kids in the faith.
Hmm. And this is probably really good for you as a mom who eventually, and it'll happen, Kelly, and you know this better than anybody because you're a mom, before you know it, your kids will be going off to school. So you are armed and ready, right, when they start looking at college?
Always a work in progress. So much to learn, so much to do, and just, you know, entrusting my kids into God's hands and praying that we can be the parents he wants us to be. It's certainly a big responsibility, and we know we are the primary educators of our children, and we don't take that lightly, that that we need to form our kids in the faith and do our very best with providing them a Christian understanding of the world, especially in the kind of culture they're going to face as adults.
Mm. Wow. So appreciate the great work that you do, and it really is. These segments, I think, are really interesting for me, someone who graduated college a long time ago. From college a long time ago, but also I think for my friends who have grandkids who are considering colleges, and it's so important to have this information. So again, I want to give you an opportunity to plug the website before we let you go.
Great, Teresa. It's CardinalNewmanSociety.org, N-E-W-M-A-N, CardinalNewmanSociety.org. Thank you so much, Teresa. I appreciate it.
So next week you're going to be with someone else, because I'll be in the middle of wrapping up actually next Thursday, our pilgrimage for the married couples. But I'm sure you'll have some great stories to share, and you'll enjoy being on the program for our people. So you have a great, great weekend, Kelly. Thank you for all the great work. You've really made this, I think, a real interesting, not that I doubted it at any time, but you've made it a very interesting segment. So I really appreciate all your great insights.
Thank you, Teresa. Love the discussions with you, and look forward to talking with you again the following week.
All right, my dear. Have a great week. Kelly Solomon from the Cardinal Newman Society.